안녕하십니까? 2024학년도 10월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2024학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
헬로 Bronx High School students. This is your vice principal, Jeremy Wilson. As you know, our midterm exam will start next Tuesday. I'd like to announce that you should not carry any electronic devices while taking the exam, including smartwatches or wireless earphones. If you're found with an electronic device, even if it's in your bag, it'll be regarded as cheating. This will result in a penalty that affects your test score. So please make sure that you don't have any electronic devices with you during the exam. I wish you all good luck.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brandon, what are you so focused on?
Hi, Chloe. I'm looking at pictures of my kids to post on social media.
For real? Posting their pictures on social media?
Yes, I'm just sharing our joyful moments online.
I understand, but when posting your kids' photos online, you should be aware of the risks.
Risks? What do you mean by that?
You know, the photos you post could be seen by anyone.
Is it a big problem?
Of course. The photos could potentially be used for criminal purposes.
Oh no, I've never thought of that.
That's why you should be mindful of the risks when sharing your children's photos online.
Thanks for your advice. I'll be careful.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm Megan, a public speaking instructor. Imagine you're sitting in an audience at a presentation, and the speaker begins with a boring introduction. Quickly, you would lose interest. So, for a successful presentation, it's important to start with an interesting opening. An engaging opening captures attention and creates interest. It also serves as a hook and makes the audience eager to hear more. For example, a challenging question or a surprising statistic can be used. Once again, remember that an attractive beginning is the key to a good presentation. Keep it in mind. Thank you.
Honey,
look at this picture. How about this doggy daycare center for while we're away?
Looks good. Is that a photo booth?
Yes. We can take photos with our dogs before we leave them there.
Lovely. Oh, can you see the dog?
Where? Ah, it's on the slide. It looks fun.
I also like the star pattern tunnel.
Me too. Dogs can have fun running through it. Oh, can you guess what that bone-shaped thing is?
Sure. It must be a doggy pool. By the way, where can our dogs eat?
Look under the tree.
Aha! There are three food dispensers. Dogs can easily get their food.
Right. How do you feel about this center?
I'm delighted to find such a good place. Hooray! We've finally completed all of our dance moves for the flash mob.
Excellent. Now all we have to do is practice together.
What do you think about recording a video to get a better understanding of the moves?
Good idea. Could we ask someone to help us?
Well, I know someone who is good with a camera.
Okay. Then, is there anything I can help with?
Hold on. I forgot to order our group t-shirts.
You mean the ones we chose together last week?
Right. Could you do that for me?
Of course. Please let me know the website. Then I'll order the t-shirts immediately.
Great. Thanks for your help.
It's always my pleasure.
Hello, can I buy some essential oils?
Absolutely. Depending on your needs, we have many options.
Could you recommend good oils for sleep disorder and skin troubles?
Okay. For sound sleep, I recommend lavender or chamomile oils. They're on special offer. They're $15 each.
I'll take one of each. Both scents are my favorites.
Good choice. And for your skin troubles, you can try geranium oil.
I've heard geranium is effective for sensitive skin. How much is it?
It's $20.
Reasonable. I'll buy 2 bottles of geranium.
All right. So, 1 lavender, 1 chamomile, and 2 geranium oils, correct?
Exactly. And I have a 10% discount coupon.
Let me see. Sorry, but it's no longer valid.
I see. Here's my credit card.
Seven. 대화를 듣고
남자가 등산을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, Emma. Are you okay? I heard you caught a cold last weekend.
Thanks, Ben, but I'm better now.
Good to hear that. By the way, I bought those new hiking sticks you recommended.
Perfect. Now we can go hiking this Saturday.
Well, that's the reason I called.
Oh, please don't tell me you need to look after your younger sister again.
Not this time.
Then why can't you go?
Actually, I got a message from the internship I applied for, and I'm in.
Congratulations! You've waited for this chance for so long.
Thanks. But that means I have to attend a pre-training program every weekend. It starts from this Saturday.
Every weekend? I understand. Let's make it some other time. Justin, what are you looking at?
Hi, Gabriella. Look at this poster. It says the Art and Humanities Tour is coming up.
Great. What does it say?
It's the first annual tour, and its purpose is to explore the life and times of the novelist Mark Twain.
Sounds interesting. Let me see. In the program, there will be a guided museum tour and a visit to his birthplace.
Excellent. It says it's on October 27th. The weather should be perfect around that time.
It also mentions anyone can participate, but senior year students get priority.
Cool. How about going together?
Definitely. By the way, I can't see the registration fee.
Well, there at the bottom, it says $10 per person.
I can afford that. Let's register right now.
Fantastic! Hello, this is Grayson, presenter at the Public Sports Complex opening ceremony. I'm excited to announce that the opening ceremony will be held this Friday. We have various events on each floor. On the first floor, there will be family mini-games, such as a three-legged race. It'll be fun for the whole family. On the second floor, table tennis medalists will play games. Most importantly, special promotions will be available at the entrance. A half-price discount for annual membership will continue until the following Friday. Come and enjoy the ceremony. Reservations are only available through our website. See you then.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구매할 향신료 분쇄기를 고르시오.
Honey, our spice grinder is broken, so we need to buy a new one.
Really? Hold on. I'm checking online. Come and see.
Oh, there are 5 models to choose from. What do you think is a reasonable price?
I think it should be under $50.
Okay. Since we used to have a manual grinder, I'd prefer to get an automatic one this time.
Great idea. It'll be much more convenient. Anything else that we should consider?
Well, It should have a big storage capacity.
Good point. You want it to be able to hold at least 70 grams, right?
Right. Now we have two options left.
I think we should buy the one with the adjustability setting.
Excellent. Let's go with that one.
Hey, Cindy. Are you going to the DJ Music Festival this weekend?
Definitely. I can't wait. Last year, the festival was awesome. You couldn't make it, right?
Yeah, I was on my family trip. Anyway, why was it so fun?
Luca, I'll bring the food we ordered inside. There's no food in front of the door.
What? Did you check the delivery status on the app?
Sure. The app says the food has arrived, but it's not here. Hi, Liam.
What's wrong, Jenny? You look sick.
I have trouble digesting food these days, so I got a medical checkup.
What did the doctor say?
Nothing special. I was prescribed some medicine, but I don't think it's working.
That's unfortunate. Do you remember I had the same symptoms last month?
Right. You were sick for a long time. How did you get better?
My mother started making me a healthy smoothie every morning. It really helped.
Healthy smoothie? What's in it?
It's made of carrots, cabbages, and apples. It could help relieve your stomach problems.
Sounds great. Actually, I'm also thinking of eating more fruit and vegetables instead of relying on medicine.
Well, now you know what you need to do. Amy, I enjoyed the class today. How about you?
Same here. I especially liked the part on American tipping culture.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea that you can tip if you like the service.
You know, I went to New York recently.
Right. Did you have to give a tip?
I was asked for a tip whenever I got the bill.
Ah, it's for real.
I know. One time, I was quite puzzled, though.
Oh, what happened?
At this restaurant, the waiters were so rude and the food was awful. People there were giving tips while complaining about the service.
You did too? In that case, as we learned, you shouldn't have tipped.
What else could I do? When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Fifteen. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고
미스터 장이 미나에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mina is a first-year high school student. She has to select subjects for next year. And she is considering taking advanced math. However, she doubts whether she could do well in the course. For advice, she visits Mr. Zhang, her basic math teacher last semester. While Mina shares her concern, Mr. Zhang remembers how creative Mina's math project was in his class. He also knows she got a good grade last semester. So, Mr. Zhang wants to tell Mina that she should stop doubting herself and choose advanced math. In this situation, what would Mr. Zhang most likely say to Mina?
Hello, students. According to a Global Institute research, about 70% of companies around the world will use AI technology by 2030. So, today we'll discuss various job fields that could be affected by AI technology. First, let's talk about customer service. In this sector, AI chatbots can provide speedy, personalized responses to customers' questions, which significantly reduces humans' workload. Second, legal fields will be greatly influenced as well. AI will help perform many tasks that legal assistants usually handle, such as contract analysis and case management. Next, AI is also making an impact on financial sectors. It can monitor banking systems and provide detailed financial advice. Lastly, in graphic design, editing pictures used to take years of practice, but now AI makes it easy for anyone to create realistic images. Like these, AI has the potential to be among the most influential technologies across many job fields. Now, let's watch a video.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. According to a Global Institute research, about 70% of companies around the world will use AI technology by 2030. So, today we'll discuss various job fields that could be affected by AI technology. First, let's talk about customer service. In this sector, AI chatbots can provide speedy, personalized responses to customers' questions, which significantly reduces humans' workload. Second, legal fields will be greatly influenced as well. AI will help perform many tasks that legal assistants usually handle, such as contract analysis and case management. Next, AI is also making an impact on financial sectors. It can monitor banking systems and provide detailed financial advice. Lastly, in graphic design, editing pictures used to take years of practice. But now, AI makes it easy for anyone to create realistic images. Like these, AI has the potential to be among the most influential technologies across many job fields. Now, let's watch a video.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
Hello,
17번 언급된 직업 분야가 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.